good for you, whatever it is that you're doing. You already know that this is true. So do you really think that hearing these things again will make you do these things better? The answer is no, it won't. This is why 90% of the people I talk to tell me that their results don't match the time, the effort, or the money that they invest in themselves. It's because these so-called quickie fix tips are really not the solution to get what you want. So on your sheet, if you would, please write this phrase down. My results are a direct function of laws and insights. My results are a direct function of laws and insights that are always running the show, whether I believe it or not. Kind of a long sentence. My results are a direct function of the laws and insights that are always running the show, whether I believe it or not. Now, you just heard me mention the word law. So let me define that for you real quickly so we're on the same page. A law, how I define it, is something that is true for everyone, everywhere, at all times. Something that is true for everyone, everywhere, and at all times. Now, while a lot of people may go to a life coach or a performance coach or some other type of coach, quite often what they're hearing are things out of the psychological model. You're not going to hear any of that here tonight. I'm talking about things that are more of a root cause factor that build a foundation for everything you do. And that's what I'm calling a law. Something that is true for everyone, everywhere, at all times. And you can see by that definition that this leaves absolutely nothing out. There are no loopholes, there's no way out of this, and they're absolutely, completely undeniable, and they also don't require your belief in any way, shape, or form, because they're always happening, whether we believe them or not. Here's a couple of examples of what I mean, so it makes more sense to you. There is a law out there called the law of planting. Very simply put, when you plant an apple seed in the ground, you get apples and you don't get watermelons. Why is that? It's a natural law. You can pray all you want, you can believe all you want that a watermelon is going to show up, but it's not. It is a natural law. You plant an apple seed, you're going to get apples. The second example is a law you're under the influence of all the time, and it's a little thing called gravity. Now, of course, everybody understands that gravity is a law, but here's what I want you to know. If you and I are up in an airplane and we're going to parachute, it's just us two, and you turn to me just before you step out and you say, Dave, I absolutely disagree with gravity. I don't believe in it. I never have, and I never will. And you're completely adamant about this. Super, super strong belief. When you step out of that plane, what's going to happen? Well, what's going to happen is you're going down. So the point I'm trying to make here is that these laws operate completely independent of our opinion of them or our belief in them. Gravity doesn't care whether I believe in it or not. It doesn't care whether you believe in it or not. Gravity is a law, and it's still going to do what it does. So these are the kinds of laws I'm talking about. These are the laws that you can see there is no loophole, there is no gray area. They operate for everyone, everywhere, at all times. And so because they do that, obviously when you know what these laws are and you start applying them more consciously on purpose, everything you do changes. Everything you do at a higher level. So let me throw out law number one at you. This is the law I talk to everybody the very first session that we have. And very simply put, it is the more honest you are with yourself, the quicker you get what you want. The more honest you are with yourself, the quicker you get what you want. Now, this is a law. This is not my opinion. As you know, opinions are irrelevant, as you could see with planting and gravity. The law is the law. What this is really saying to you is what you're willing to see, you can change. What you're not willing to see, you can't change, and you won't. The more honest you are with yourself, the quicker you get what you want. And this is why the people that I work with tend to see faster shifts in what they think and what they feel and what they do. Because when you're honest about it, you can start to soar. If you're not honest about it, you're going to be stuck with that same kind of experience time and time again. So that's one of the first laws that I talk about, the law of honesty. The more honest you are with yourself, the quicker you get what you want. So now I want to take this even further into more awareness for yourself. Here's an example. Often people will call me and they'll start downloading everything they know about themselves. And I'll sit there and I'll listen. And they're telling me, yeah, I read a lot of books. I know a lot about myself. I know I get nervous, or I know I'm negative, and I know I procrastinate sometimes, and so on and so on and so on. They are constantly telling me what they know about themselves. And at some point, I'm asking them, well, do you consider yourself an intelligent person? Now, I've been asking this question for over 20 years as a performance coach. Nobody has ever said no to that question. Because the truth is, everybody's intelligent. Everybody on this call is intelligent. Of course you are. You would never say no to that question. But here's the distinction I would like you to make. And please write this down. Intelligence is not the key to get what you want. And the proof of this is, if intelligence was the real key, more people would be getting what they want in life. They truly would, because everybody is intelligent. So this is a very important distinction, and it's a distinction that if you really understand, it can change the way you start looking at yourself and how you start to get more of what you want. Because many people are using their intelligence thinking that that's the way out. Yet when people call me, they are constantly showing me how intelligent they are by letting me know how much they know about themselves. They've read all the books. They've gone to all the workshops. They've tried everything they can get their hands on. And after they tell me all this stuff, I'm asking them, well, why are you calling me? You seem to have everything down pretty well. And their answer is generally, well, I guess I have a little trouble applying what I know. And that's when I want to let them know of this very important distinction right off the bat. Intelligence is not the key to success. Clearly, look around your world. Do you know people who are very intelligent, yet who continue to sabotage themselves? I'm sure everybody on the line knows somebody like that. Maybe it's even you. I know I've done it before. So it has nothing to do with smarts. A lot of smart people call me up, and a lot of smart people continue to sabotage themselves. So the distinction I'd like you to really make here is that intelligence is not the key factor of success. If it was, a lot more people would be successful in life in many different kinds of areas. It's wisdom that's going to help you get what you want. Wisdom. So when somebody calls and tells me all the stuff they know about themselves, my question to them is, so you consider yourself intelligent? And the answer, of course, is yes. My next question is, well, would you agree that while you are intelligent, yes, that you may not be very wise? Now, when I say this to people, half of them completely understand what I'm saying right away, and the other half think I'm calling them stupid, which, of course, I'm not. But how wise is it to sabotage yourself? How wise is it to be negative and be fearful and have self-doubt? Would a wise person do those things? And the answer that I get when I ask that question is almost immediately no, which is very interesting to me. If they immediately know the answer to that, without even thinking, without any processing whatsoever, the word no comes flying out of their mouth. Not a problem. They immediately know that a wise person wouldn't do the stuff that they're doing. So in essence, when I'm working with somebody, and the things we're talking about here tonight are really more on the side of wisdom, you're not going to be smarter when you leave this call. You're going to be wiser. You're already a little wiser with the duh factor, and you're already a little wiser knowing that intelligence is not your way out. And if you're not sure of that, look around. See if you've tried to use your intelligence factor to get what you want, and yet still don't quite have it. Be honest with yourself about that. Back to law number one. The more honest you are with yourself, the quicker you get what you want. So be as honest as you can about that and see that all the smarts in the world aren't necessarily helping you get what you want. So that's a really important distinction I want everybody on the call to start making for themselves. Wisdom trumps intelligence any day of the week. And I've proven this and time again, not only with myself, but with other people. Wisdom will start getting you what you want. And the wisdom I'm talking about are these insights, these laws and insights that go along with them that take you right to the root cause of how you are producing outcomes every single day. By law. So that's the next distinction I wanted to share with you. Very, very important. Intelligence is not the key to success. Wisdom is. So now let's go even a little deeper here to even a little more truth. This is something that can open your eyes even a little bit further. Here is where I'm going to invite you to take part in an interactive exercise with me here. So take out a blank sheet of paper, if you will, and I'd like you to draw a line horizontally across the center of it from left to right. So divide it upper and lower in half. And once you've done that, I'd like you to draw a circle in the upper half that fills the space. And then when you're done, draw a circle in the bottom half that fills the space. So on your sheet, you're going to have a line across the center of the page, and you're going to have a circle in the upper and lower halves. Now, on the top circle, that's going to represent your current conditions. So in that top circle, I'm going to ask you to list three things that you believe limit you right now and hold you back. These could be things like not having money, fear, self-doubt, procrastination, poor time management, negative thinking, overthinking, over-worrying, anything that you believe holds you back right now. And again, I'm going to invoke law number one, the more honest you are, the quicker you get what you want. So nobody's going to see this but you. You're not going to be sharing this with anybody. So be as honest as you really can right now. That's all I ask. Be as honest as you can. So put up to three limitations, beliefs, things that hold you back right now, currently. And when you're done with that, I would now like you to move to the bottom half of the page, the bottom circle. And that circle is going to represent what you want. Now, in that circle, I'm going to ask you to list three things that you want. Could be anything. It could be a certain amount of money. And be as specific as you can, please. If you want to say, make more money, how much more money? You want $80,000 a year? $175,000 a year? $240,000 a year? What is it you want? Be as specific as you can. Do you want to feel more freedom every day? Do you want to express your talents more consistently? Everybody on this call is on here because we all want something. Nobody calls me because they want things to stay the same. They call me because they want things to be different in their life. And they know if they do that, that they're going to get that more quickly. So I'm assuming that's why you're here too. You're not one of the 90%. You're one of the 10%. So in that bottom circle, please put up to three things, just for the moment, that you really, really want. Could be material, could be personal, could be a trait, an attitude, a characteristic, anything. Okay. So I'm assuming at this point you have three in the top, three in the bottom. And if you don't, that's fine. Whatever you have there for the moment is just fine. But here's the real point of this exercise. Take a look at both of those circles and notice that they do not touch each other. There is no bridge. There is no link to them, between them. Circle one on the top does not touch and is not connected to circle two. Here's the problem. Most people, when they want to change something or improve something about themselves, they spend their time trying to fix what I'm going to call the junk in circle number one. I'm calling it junk because it's really not taking you anywhere. They spend time trying to fix the junk in circle number one in the hopes of getting into circle two, which is what they really, really want. And so what I've done here is you now have a graphic explanation of why